Hollywood celebrities are famous for taking up causes, but not so in film-crazed India. Shabana Azmi is an exception. She's one of Bollywood's biggest stars and one of India's most prominent social activists. The actress recently visited Washington, D.C. and sat down with NPR's Bilal Qureshi to talk about what it means to be both an activist and an artist.
Shabana Azmi is not your typical Indian movie star. In a quintessential Bollywood dance number, a beauty queen sings in the rain, waiting for her lover's return. Fellow actor Nandita Das says that's about it for a woman in Indian cinema.
She's pretty, she knows how to cry, she knows how to dance, she knows how to lip-sync a song, and doesn't have a whole lot to do.
I do what I want to.
Shabana Azmi also does what she wants off-screen.
I grew up in a family that believed that art should be used as an instrument for social change.
She's the daughter of one of India's most acclaimed poets, Kafi Azmi. He was a member of the Indian Communist Party, and Azmi grew up in a secular, political Muslim family.
The position that Indian Muslims have is unique because we exist in a democracy, which is something that cannot be said about many Muslims living in the world. The fact is that the Muslim in India has a stake and a space in that democracy.
And in her 40 years on screen, Shabana Azmi has often portrayed women fighting for their space in Indian society. Fellow actor Nandita Das.
From rural to urban to middle class to, you know, across region, she in many ways encapsulates the portrayals of women in Indian cinema.
That means she's done the mainstream dance numbers, but she's often used the attention those bring to spotlight her more independent, socially conscious projects. Azmi is 60 years old now, and she was recently at the Kennedy Center to perform a one-woman show before a sold-out audience.
I'm Manjula Sharma. I must mention that officially I'm Mrs. Manjula Tiwari, but my creative self continues to be Manjula Sharma. There are some areas in which we must not let marriage intrude too much.
She quotes another biting line from the play.
Typically Indian husband, caring but useless. Everybody, I think that remark goes straight to the women's heart.
It goes straight to women's hearts because Indian women grew up with Azmi's films.
Over the years, I've consciously not done films that in any way suggest that women are subservient to men.
In an industry that often casts models and pageant winners as female leads, Shabana Azmi is different. Playwright Girish Karnad wrote the play that brought Azmi to Washington.
She's not glamorous. She's not someone who could have been an Elizabeth Taylor of Indian cinema. You know, if you look at her, she looks like an ordinary woman. And it's only when she acts that she begins to glow.
That glow can sometimes burst into flames. In 1996, Shabana Azmi starred in Fire, the first Indian film to openly explore a lesbian relationship.
This isn't familiar for me, this awareness of needs, of desires.
The Hindu right lashed out as soon as Fire was released, declaring it wicked, an attack on Indian family values. There were protests, death threats, cinemas were destroyed. But Shabana Azmi seems to relish provocation. That confrontation with the Hindu right was followed by a confrontation with the Muslim right. In 2001, the actress debated a cleric on live TV about the role of India's Muslims in the war on terror.
He dismissed me by saying we don't have to listen to dancing girls. I don't think I could have paid him to make a remark like that. That would have really boomeranged on his career so badly, because even amongst his supporters, they were shocked that he should use words like that.
Shabana Azmi's willingness to take on institutions is a reflection of her generation, the first generation of artists born in a country free from British rule. Filmmaker Ketan Mehta is part of that generation.
It was actually the post-independence generation that was growing up, and they did not carry the baggage of the colonial past with them. And therefore, we were all looking for new ideas. We were looking for new ideals to follow. We were looking for something new to do.
And for Shabana Azmi, that's meant serving in the Indian Parliament. She's won countless awards as a human rights activist. And today, she runs an NGO that works for the rights of slum residents.
I'm hoping that for film actors, there is this kind of emotional trigger on any subject. It need not be only slums. It can be anything. But even if it is tentative, sooner or later, it will, by its sheer force, engulf you in a way where you make a commitment and you get involved in it beyond just making it an image-building exercise.
That certainly hasn't been Shabana Azmi's exercise. As for the images the actress has built, those continue to be the model for the Indian woman who wants to be more than a dancing girl. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.
You are listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly.